This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Life's changed a little bit since we saw you last.
What are you talking about? I had a big lunch.
Have you gotten special cravings or anything like that?
I've been pretty lucky in that way, actually. Mm-hmm. I've lost my bangle. Oh, thank you. Sorry. These rattle, and I thought you guys didn't want to hear that when you...
Have you started planning, like, building a room?
No, not yet.
So how did you, I know this is the generic question, but how did you come to the project?
I read the draft, the first draft of Hot Rod that was written by Pam Brady about 4 years ago, maybe, when Will Ferrell was attached, and I thought it was hilarious, and then I ended up beginning watching SNL, and I saw Laser Cats, and I thought these guys seem really original and random, and it seemed such absurdist comedy that I was instantly sort of interested when I heard that they were kind of attached to rewrite that project, and it seemed like a good vehicle.
Were you familiar with Will Arnett before you started filming?
Oh yeah, I'd been watching Will Arnett on Arrested Development for a while. That was very funny.
And I was going to ask you about the filming process and the improv. Did they let you, you know...
No, they didn't let me. Like, you, don't be funny. You be very straight. No, they needed me. I was the one that the audience could relate to. So it was very important for me not to, you know, improvise and just to be really, you know, be the kind of the grounding force in the film.
But was that important to you also, so you're not always the funny, crazy girl? Because you have to go that way.
Yeah, it was a great departure from playing the crazy one. I mean, it was frustrating at times because the boys got to have a lot more fun than me. And it was hard to keep a straight face at times because they were so funny. But, yeah.
How much male energy was on the set?
You know, they're such great guys. I've worked with, in sort of inverted commas, boys clubs before. But... I feel like Bill and Danny just have vaginas. Are they coming in the room after me?
They were just here.
Oh, damn. That was my joke for them. Sorry. No, they were just really friendly and nice guys, and I felt really at home there working with them.
Well, for your character, since you are the straight one, the grounded one, I mean, did you have some backstory as to, you know, she went away and you know, met up with this guy, and like, why is she with this kind of creepy guy with the sports car and stuff? I mean, did you put a lot of thought into what her backstory was?
I didn't, because it's a long story, but very briefly, originally the character was going to be funny, and I flew up early to Vancouver, and we worked on it for a long time, and we made this really funny girl that worked very well with Andy's character, but right at the last minute we realized there was no one for the audience to relate to, and Denise needed to be straight, and so I kind of was like straight away shooting without having prepared that. And I sort of had a few, you know, moments with Akiva with sort of freaked out about where my character had come from, why she was interested in someone who was so emotionally stunted as Rod, you know, what, you know, and then eventually I just surrendered to the fact it was a big silly comedy, and why was I trying to explain, you know, we weren't making Shakespeare, and then I just went along for the ride.
How much work did you have to throw out with that switch?
Quite a bit, but it was such a great creative experience working with them, and it was so much fun. I loved it. I really loved it. And I agreed with them that Denise needed to be straight. You know, there was no question. The way it ended up, the way the guys are in the film, you know, you can see when you watch it, they're in their own crazy world. I mean, they really are. And you need someone to just be the mature one, you know.
Well, speaking of being in their own crazy world, so are the real guys, kind of. They've known each other for a long time, and they've worked together. Is it tough to sort of come into that tight-knit community as the new person?
Yeah, because Bill had been working with them, too.
Right.
No, it wasn't tough. They were very friendly and nice, and no. And they all have kind of girlfriends who are very friendly and nice, and yeah.
And so what's up with the wedding days?
We've got the same color hair.
He doesn't have any hair.
You've got a nice plait.
It Thank you.
Okay, Wedding Days. I don't know when it's getting released. It's a little independent movie that we made in New York a long time ago now. And Michael Ian Black, who wrote The State, and what else does he? And he's also why have I gone completely blank? Michael Ian Black.
Wet Hot American Summer.
Wet Hot American Summer. He's part of that basically that New York comedy troupe, and he's the writer director.
Is that tough? I mean, when you're doing an indie film like that, that happens a lot. You'll make the movie, and then it'll kind of take a long time to find its release place. Is that frustrating for you as an actress, or do you find that just doing the work and then moving on is what works?
I don't tend to be results-oriented in that way, because then you'll be disappointed, particularly in this business. So I just enjoyed the experience, and then, you know, que sera.
So with your new addition coming, are you not even planning about, like, what you'll be doing next, or you just, like,
no.
Baby's coming, and if I can work in the next year and a half, it's great. If not, no worries.
I have a movie that we shot, actually. I shot, right after Hot Rod, called Definitely Maybe, with Rachel Weisz and Abigail Breslin, and that movie will come out in February. So, and I don't have any plans, really, other than, you know, doing the junket for that. You know, we'll just see.
Well, even before the baby, how much has your life changed in the last year since Borat became such a phenomenon?
That's a really difficult question to answer. I don't feel like it's changed at all. I really don't. That's the honest answer.
You don't feel like the paparazzi follow you guys more than they did before?
No, I feel like there's been more press interest, perhaps, since I became pregnant. But I don't, I'm someone who, you know, really keeps my private life private, and I don't talk about my personal life in interviews, and I don't go to places where paparazzi tend to, you know, frequent, if you will. So I feel like I'm maybe, you know, I feel like I have my own life.
It just seems like it's even sort of surreal, because it would be interesting, this fictional character that he's created that you might be thrust into, but it isn't weird. I mean, it isn't a level like that.
No.
Okay, I'll switch to Definitely Maybe.
Okay.
Can you talk about your character in that film?
April. April is a great character. I really enjoy playing her, because she ages. She starts at sort of 21 and then ends the movie at sort of being 30, sort of mid-30s. And she's someone who's really emotionally unavailable and kind of stubborn and independent, but very smart, and she's just such a great character. I loved playing April. She was really fun to play, and I'm basically one of Ryan Reynolds' characters telling his daughter Abigail Breslin about his romantic history, and through a series of flashbacks we meet the three women in his life: Rachel Weisz, myself, and Elizabeth Banks.
That's an interesting cast.
Does he end up with one of them at the end? Or is it not like...
Maybe he does, maybe he does not.
But
I am not going to spoil it.
Does each one represent a sort of different phase in his life? And if so, what do you represent?
If I tell you that, I'll give away the ending. I will, but you're right. Yes. We all represent something.
Oh, what was working with Ryan like?
A lot of fun. Ryan is a great guy. He's a very funny, nice guy.
Did you happen to see his movie, The Nines?
I haven't seen The Nines yet. I want to see it. Have you seen it?
I have.
Is it good?
I liked it a lot.
Oh, good.
I don't know when it's coming out. I was curious.
Oh, no. Is that that's the one he made? Oh, right.
With John August.
Yes.
Yes.
Very excited.
Did he talk to you about it?
He did.
If I talk about The Nines, it will ruin the movie as well.
Okay, do not tell me, because I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
You get to hang around with so many funny people. Are you just laughing all the time?
Yes. I am.
Does it get harder and harder to amuse you? Because
what do you mean? Standards get so high. I'm like immune to humor in a few years. No, I'm an easy laugh.
So you talked about how it was hard not to crack up while doing this movie. Do you remember any scenes in particular that were just was hard to get through the day?
Well, for me particularly, Bill Hader and Danny McBride stuff, which you see a little bit they're just so funny. And they did a lot of, which will probably be on the DVD, a lot of X-rated material that I would have to sort of turn my head and pretend that Denise had something in her eye to mask my laughter.
So is it true that we heard that your character made out with, they were in here before, wait, they said they made out with, with
Yorma?
Right.
He is just milking that. Kel Sabreeze. If you define making out him lunging for me and sort of getting the side of my ear, then yes, we had a very, we made out. But that's not what we call it in Australia. It's assault. It's called assault in Australia.
Were there numerous takes?
Yeah, but he never got further than the ear. I was quick as a flash. I whipped my head away.
Do you get a chance to get home very often, or do you visit like once a year?
I haven't for a little while, but I was feeling really homesick recently. Mm-hmm. I had some Tim Tams, which are these, you know, Australian biscuits that we only get in Australia, and they're so good. I mean, I can't even tell you how good they are. And anyway, it made me homesick.
You can't get any of that here?
You can. There's a place on Pico that you can get them. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying not to, OD on them.
Considering that you're so, like, closely associated, at least in, like, the mainstream, like, comedians or with comedies, do you ever get worried about being pigeonholed as, like a comedy actress and not being able to do other things?
No, because the movie I did before this was called The Lookout, and it was a really, dark film that, was definitely not a comedy. And I played a really broken girl who had no sense of identity and, was really lost, and she was a stripper, and there's nothing funny about stripping. Mm-hmm. Well, there could be, but there wasn't in this game.
So it's definitely maybe a romantic comedy?
Yes, it is. But you know what, you can't really, I don't know, it's a drama as well. And it's kind of a bit of a, there's a lot of suspense too.
It's working title, so it's sort of that.
Like, yeah. It's working title, that says it well. That's what it is.
Have you seen many movies this summer yourself? Have you had a chance to?
Oh gosh, I've seen Sicko, Waitress, I've probably seen five, not many. No, I haven't been, I've been reading much more than I've been going to the cinema.
Scripts or books?
Books.
And do you have a favorite author or something?
At the moment, I'm into Loving McEwen. I go through phases of, falling in and out of love with different people.
Are you a Potter fan?
I'm not a Potter fan.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's worried we're going to hear the ending or something.
I mean, I'm not a Potter fan. I mean, I definitely have read, I read the first two. But I'm not the person that... I didn't line up to get the latest Potter.
Have you seen Hot Rod yet, the final version?
I haven't seen the final version.
So it's the first time you'll see it at the premiere?
Yes.
Are you able to watch yourself on screen, or do you cringe?
I cringe. I don't love watching myself on camera, no.
So when you go to the premiere, you sit there and you'll watch the movie?
It depends on the premiere, and it depends on who I've invited. If I've got friends there who I feel guilty abandoning, but usually I just go and eat dinner when the movie's playing and then come back.
Even if you haven't seen it yet?
Is that shocking? Should I reveal that?
No,
that?
A lot of actors who were like that.
No, I. You know what? It just throws me off a little.
So like Wedding Crashers, yeah. Where you were such a hit. I mean, people loved you in that movie. Would you sit through that and like hear their laughing?
When I watch myself on screen, I hear my brother's voice literally saying, "Your ears are so big. Your forehead. I don't know. I just can hear him like teasing me in my head, and that just puts me off. I say that in a loving way. He's my best friend. I love my brother.
Well, it's interesting because about Hot Rod, so much of the comedy in Hot Rod is this surreal, strange stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if when you're on set, do you know what's going to work? Do you know some of this really wacky stuff is going to work? And if you're not going to go see the movie, how do you know what
whether it worked or not?
Whether you got the laugh. Because, I'm assuming on set sometimes some of the stuff that really works in the film, you must be like, okay, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you never know how it's going to play. But, yeah, I guess if I had written the movie, I mean, I really hope people enjoy the movie, but, I have seen a cut of Hot Rod, so I just haven't seen this one.
They could maybe, like, pixelate your face out or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, if they could just put, like, a long, just a black square over my face.
What kind of music are you into right now? Does that go in phases like books?
Yeah, it does. I've got at the moment, I just actually came back from French Polynesia. I was in Moorea, and so we went to the Haver, which is this incredible festival, and I was able to get a bunch of their drum. There's incredible drumming. It's like unlike anything you've heard. So at the moment, I'm listening sort of Polynesian music, which is great. It's really great.
Can you still fly right now, or are you kind of stuck around?
I mean, I can, I think. I'd have to get my doctor to write something. And well, then I could waddle on the plane.
Is it weird for you, do you get recognized when you go to these other countries, or is it weird to be not anonymous when you go to these places?
I think it depends on, you know, some places we get and I get recognized, in some places I don't. Did that answer the question? Clearly not. I may have forgotten the question before I even started the answer.
I was just wondering if it's weird, because you've been...
When you're in a foreign place.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been in random places in the middle of nowhere and had someone say, yeah, you're from Wedding Crashers or something, and that's always crazy.
I was going to say, it has to be weird over the last few years, because you've been in more and more movies to, mm-hmm. you know, more and more people know who you are, and obviously... you have a well-known significant other.
Yeah. No, I think I've been pretty lucky with that, actually. I'm sure it could have been worse.
So you find when people do recognize you, they're pretty decent about it, usually?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had one guy at the supermarket who heard me laugh and was like, oh, you're not the girl from the Wedding Crashers. And I was like, yes, I am. I was suddenly offended. And he was like, oh. And he literally, like, he was so... And he wheeled his trolley away. Like, acting repulsed. Like, his body was actually shuddering. It was harsh. It was really harsh. I felt like just following him with my trolley. Just to really freak him out. Can you imagine? Like, are you checking out? I'm checking out. Oh, you bought that bread? Woo!
You got any feedback from the lookout? It was very well reviewed.
Yeah, it was really well reviewed. Feedback in what way?
From the public, I mean, did it do well for you?
Yeah, my friends loved it, and my friends and family. And I haven't, I don't really know how it did.
Did you watch yourself in that?
I did watch myself in that. That was one of the few things I did, really. I'm such a huge Scott Frank fan, and I was just so fascinated to see just the visuals in that movie, because every shot was, we spent hours lighting, and he was very specific about how the film was to look. So I wanted to see the aesthetic.
So after that movie, that movie was a couple months ago.
But I had my hands in my ears the whole time going, no, 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 no. No, I didn't. That's a terrible joke.
That's me for Harry Potter, too.
Did the number of dramatic offers, like, coming your way increase after that came out? Like, have you gotten any feedback in that way?
I think it's definitely opened doors in that direction, which is great, you know. Really great. Not that I'm happy to work in any genre.
How does the choice of roles work? I mean, is it that Scott Frank says to you, hey, I have a movie, and whatever it is, I'll do it? Or is it all about the script? Is it about the director? Is it about the co-stars? How does that work?
When I'm given the opportunity to pick, I pick movies based on essentially the filmmaker first, probably, if I was to be completely honest, and then the material and the role. But for the lookout, I auditioned and, you know, really, really wanted that job and was lucky and got it.
Is there somebody you're dying to work with?
Oh, so many people. I mean, I'd love to work with the Coen brothers. Love, love, love to work with them. And, I mean, I'd love to work with, you know, Spike Jones or who else. I mean, I'd love to work with Christopher Guest. Wow. Love to work with him. And, I've got a bunch of directors that I love.
So have you been watching a lot of TV this summer?
No.
Okay.
I'm terrible. I don't watch TV.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That's a real conversation killer. What were you going to ask if I'd said yes?
I was just curious what if you had a TiVo and what you were watching when you know.
Yeah.
If you were relaxing and just, you know.
No, I don't.
Have you seen Deadwood before?
No.
No?
No, I know. I hear it's brilliant. But I know Ian McShane from, you know, from England.
Right.
Obviously, he's done other stuff.
So, have you seen him in Lovejoy?
Yes. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I thought he was so funny in the movie. So funny.
Last question. Well, I was going to say, Ad, you should check out some of the shows because there's some really interesting parts out there on TV.
Yeah.
Would you do TV?
Yeah, I'm not a snob about that stuff at all. I don't see why, yeah. I'm not snobby. I think TV is just great. And in some ways, you get more freedom.
Right.
I'm going to ask a question, and I'm not sure if...
You're going to get splashed in the face with water?
No, not at all. not like that. I'm just curious, though, if you think that a Borat 2 would ever happen.
Not at this stage.
Okay.
Much as I would love to see that yellow thong out again. Great. And the handlebar moustache. Yeah, no worries.
Thank you very much.